Ever wake up feeling like your day is a puzzle and someone else is holding all the pieces? Life can be a bit like that, full of surprises, challenges, and mysteries. But what if there's a way to grab hold of the steering wheel and navigate your day with purpose? Imagine a prayer that's like a secret code, unlocking the good stuff in your day. We're about to dive into the idea of commanding your day with a prayer that's not just words, it's a game changer. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Let's explore this together, blending ancient wisdom with simple, practical examples that are like everyday stories we all know. In the hustle of our daily lives, it often feels like we are at the mercy of circumstances beyond our control. But what if there was a key to unlocking a brighter, more purposeful day? Imagine a prayer that not only connects you with the divine but also empowers you to take charge of your day. In this journey, we'll explore the concept of commanding your day through a powerful prayer, backed by scriptures and practical examples that resonate with our daily struggles. So, imagine with me for a moment. What if there's a key, a special prayer, that not only connects you with something bigger than yourself, but also gives you a say in how your day unfolds? We're about to uncover this magical prayer, backed up by stories that feel like they could be from any of our own lives. Ready to unlock the mysteries of a brighter, more purposeful day? All right, let's break it down even further. Picture your day as a big adventure, like exploring a maze where you're not quite sure which way to turn. Saying this special prayer is like having a guide who knows all the shortcuts and hidden paths. When we talk about divine alignment, it's like asking for a friendly hand to point us in the right direction. Imagine waking up and feeling a bit lost or confused, but then you remember to say this prayer. It's like a magical ritual that tunes you into the frequency of love and support. There's this awesome verse that says, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you," Psalm 143 verse 8. It's like starting your day with a warm embrace from something beyond yourself, something that's got your back. So, when we talk about divine alignment, we're talking about getting in sync with positive vibes, love, and trust. It's like setting the tone for your day with a positive attitude and a sense of purpose. This prayer becomes your compass, helping you navigate through the twists and turns of life, so you don't just wander aimlessly but move forward with a sense of direction and assurance. It's like having a friend who guides you through the maze of life, making sure you don't miss out on the good stuff. Positive affirmation. Okay, let's dive into why saying this special prayer is like having a superhero pep talk for your day. Ever had moments when you feel like you're in a tough video game level and you need a power up? Well, this prayer is like shouting, "I can do this," and getting an extra boost. Think about this cool saying from the Bible, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," Philippians 4 verse 13. It's like having a secret code that unlocks your inner strength. When we talk about positive affirmation, it's all about telling yourself, "I've got what it takes." So, saying this prayer is like putting on your superhero cape and facing the challenges of the day with confidence. Imagine waking up, maybe feeling a bit unsure, but then you remember to say this prayer. It's like turning on your power-up mode. You're telling yourself, "No matter what comes my way, I've got the strength to handle it." It's like having a personal coach whispering, "You're stronger than you think." Saying this prayer becomes your daily reminder that you're not alone in this adventure called life, and you have the strength to tackle whatever comes your way. It's like having a superhero sidekick cheering you on, making you feel unstoppable. Wisdom for decision making. All right, let's talk about making choices, those moments when you have to decide what to do, like picking between different paths on a playground. Saying this special prayer is like having a wise friend who gives you really good advice when you're not sure what to choose. There's this awesome saying in the Bible that goes like this, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you," James 1 verse 5. It's like having a hotline to get wisdom whenever you need it. So when we say we want wisdom for decision making, we're asking for smart ideas, like having a super smart buddy whispering in your ear. Imagine facing a tricky decision, maybe about school, work, or even just figuring out what to do with your day. Saying this prayer is like turning to your wise friend and saying, "Hey, help me out here." It's like having a secret weapon that helps you make choices that lead to good things. So, this prayer becomes your decision-making guide, making sure you're not just wandering around the playground of life, but picking the best slides and swings for your journey. Fostering gratitude. All right, let's talk about being thankful, like when you're really happy about something good that happened. Saying this special prayer is like having a gratitude booster. It helps you see and appreciate the good stuff in your day. There's this cool saying in the Bible that goes like this: "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances," 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 16 to 18. It's like having a reminder to celebrate the good moments and be thankful, even when things get a bit tough. So when we say we're fostering gratitude, we're talking about growing a happy heart. Imagine waking up and maybe not feeling super excited, but then you remember to say this prayer. It's like a switch flips, and suddenly you start noticing all the good things around you, like the sunshine, a friendly smile, or a warm cup of cocoa. This prayer helps you appreciate the small victories and good vibes, even on a regular day. It's like having a happiness magnifying glass that shows you the awesome things you might have missed. So, this prayer becomes your daily gratitude guide, making sure you're not just going through the motions, but taking time to say, "Hey, thanks for the good stuff today." It's like turning your day into a treasure hunt for joy and reasons to be grateful. All right, let's wrap this up like putting a bow on a present. So, we've been talking about this special prayer, right? It's like having a secret code for an awesome day. Imagine it's your magical key to unlock the good vibes in your daily adventure. Now, think about it like this. Saying this prayer is like having a friend who's always got your back. You know, that buddy who makes you feel safe and happy. This prayer becomes your daily buddy, guiding you through the maze of life. So, as you go on this journey of commanding your day, remember this prayer is your compass, superhero pep talk, wise buddy, shield against challenges, and gratitude booster all rolled into one. It's like having a toolkit for a fantastic day. Imagine waking up each morning, saying this prayer, and feeling ready for whatever comes your way. It's not about having a perfect day, because, let's be real, that's rare. It's about having a day filled with purpose, strength, wisdom, bravery, and joy. So, as you step into your day, think of this prayer as your trusty sidekick, making sure you don't just survive but thrive. Embrace the simplicity of this prayer, let it be your daily guide, and watch how it transforms your ordinary days into extraordinary adventures. Ready to unlock the magic? Your journey starts now.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.